This one is called Acknowledgement. And I read in that book of Frances last night that it was written while she was in the hospital for some reason. It's my birthday this bright morning, and my P.O. box is full. Cards were packed in so tightly that I really had to pull to get them out. It's nice to be remembered, but still I can't quite see why they all feel so joyful because I'm 33. And the fun of getting letters was completely overspread by the sorrow of the message in the last one that I read. It was from Beulah. She wrote to me that Shirley was trying to figure why her appendix got ambitious and climbed up there so high. And she told me that my teacher was also on the shelf. Now, I don't want my girl so sickly, because it makes me sick myself, so you'll be careful. Now I want to know the details and the wherefores and the whats, and I want to hear the whiches and the ifs and ands and buts. I want a couple letters, one from Blondie, one from you. If the nurses aren't too busy, they can write some letters too. I'm glad to get 'em. My babby's gone and left me, and I ain't got any car, and I'm lonesome as the devil, and I don't know where you are. So you'll have to write and tell me. If you don't, I'll make a fuss. And until I get that letter, I shall sit right here and cuss. Now you get busy. My health is rather steady, but of course I'm getting old, and this week I've been afflicted with a doggone lousy cold. But I can still write letters, and perhaps a verse or two, and although the stuff is nonsense, you can bet my love is true. How about it? March 2nd, 1936.